Hi, this is Timber. If you want the best new music first and the hottest old school jams, make sure you join me for the world famous Full On Vibes, where we do that each and every week just for your listening pleasure. You can also hit me up through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Like us, see us, and follow us. Just search out Full On Vibes, and I will see you there.
Timber!
Catch me here Saturdays from 12 on K100 Radio.
Hey, it's your man DJ Will Money. Catch my mix show Street Anthems Live right here on K100 Radio each and every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern as I bring you the latest R&B and hip-hop music. Plus, check out my Indie Spotlight segment where I give indie artists a chance to shine. That's every Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern, Street Anthems Live right here on K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Oh, yeah. What up, though? K100Radio.com. What's happening, man? 347-934-0966. That's the number to hit the line one time. You know what it is, man. Time for another direct line interview episode of here at K100 Radio. And, of course, with the direct line interview series, what we do is we take artists, producers, DJs, models, businessmen, tastemakers, all kind of different people that's involved with entertainment and beyond. And we have a live one-on-one chat with him right here on K100 Radio. You can listen to us live 24/7, K100Radio.com. Of course, we've got mobile apps for your iPhones, your iPods. We're on TuneIn Radio, Apple TV, a couple other platforms. For all the information about how you can listen to K100 Radio in your car, on the go, on your laptop, whatever it is, man, just go to K100Radio.com. It's Chainless Entertainment. Every link you can possibly think of to listen to us is right there, just one click away. Plus, we suggest that you browse around the website. Definitely hit up our DJs. Definitely hit up our event page and see what's going down, what we got going on, what we got coming up. We're going to be at South by Southwest. Yeah. But pause. Let's get to it. Today we got Studio on the line. Studio, what's going on, homie? Welcome to the broadcast. Direct line interview. What's going on, brother?
Man, what's up, what's up? Good, feeling blessed, kind of, you know, tired, had a long night, you know, without networking in the city of the ATL, man, you know how it go if you ever been here. The city really never sleep, man. I guess it's like a baby New York, you know, in the South.
Especially if you're talking about the music industry, you know what I'm saying, like there is no chill for the music industry
right.
In Atlanta, Georgia, like, period, one play. That's something to do every night, period.
I was going to say entertainment, period. I mean, because, you know, even if you ain't just doing the music, you know, you got your dancers, you got your people that's shooting films and shooting the videographers and all that. Like, man, people just working, period, especially when it comes to the, you know, the industry and the whole, you know, the whole aspect of it, man. So, yeah, it's the city that never sleep, man. It's one
that's
of them, for sure.
I feel you. Hold on, we can't skip the formal introduction. Go ahead, run it down, homie. Tell everybody who you are, where you're from, and what's going on with Studio. Go ahead, give it to us.
All right, man. Look, I'm Studio, man. I was born in Chicago. I was raised in Arkansas, southeast Arkansas to be exact, man. And, I'm a artist. I'm a producer, a rapper. You know, if I can get into the movies, I want to do some acting. I write everything, man, under the sun. And, I've been grinding for years. I ain't new to it. I'm true to it. So for all the listeners out there, all of my supporters out there, I thank y'all. I love y'all, man. Thanks, y'all. You know, much love to the ones that consistently support because they know my core fan base. They know I've been at it for a minute, like for a while. So, that's pretty much the rundown of me. I mean, anything else, you can just ask me, and I fill in the blanks for the ones that don't know. You know what I mean? So let's get it.
That's what we're here for. You dig? Let's set it off. All right. So it's a couple things that we've had conversations, you know, you actually called and, you know, when you decided that you wanted to book an interview with us and we was going to talk about it.
Right.
And a couple things you said that I just logged into my memory. I said, well, I'm going to bring it back up. And it's something that you also said, you brought it up at the top of the show about how there's not a lot of opportunities in places where you're at. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things going on in different cities. You know, Chicago isn't a small city. Arkansas has some major cities in it. But at the end of the day, this is a unique place with Atlanta. But how do you, as an independent artist, you have to be creative. You have to come up with ways to make people buy into what you're doing when you're in smaller markets, that you just can't go out and perform every night of the week. You know what I'm saying? There isn't a lot of internet radio stations or other radio where you can't do interviews all the time. You have to do places like this over the internet and stuff like that. But how do you keep your fan base focused in your locale? How have you done it? How have you had people just follow your music?
For me, sometimes you kind of got to get away from, like, mentally you got to get away from the okay, this is where I'm at now, and just focus on where I'm going, where you're trying to go. You know, as an artist, as a businessman, as anything that you want to do, you got to kind of, like, mentally think ahead of where you're at, you know, think outside of where you're at. And for me, in a small market, like, you do a lot of traveling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got city to city, town to town, you know, shaking hands, going to the schools, going to the campuses, trying to stay as consistent as possible. You know what I mean? A lot of people, like, even if I don't drop a whole lot of music, a lot of people see me on the scene. I'm always out there. I put my face everywhere, you know, that I possibly can. I don't care if I'm, you know, going to the barbershops or that's something else that I do on the side, too. That's another story. I cut hair, every now and again. But, I mean, I don't care if I'm networking with just some clippers, or if I'm, you know, if I got a backpack full of CDs or I got a backpack full of flies. Also, I got to shout out my team, too, because, I mean, I got a team of supporters, man. I got a team, a family, you know. We're really under one umbrella or whatever. You know, excuse me for stuttering, but, like, I'm excited right now, man, just to even have this opportunity. But, yeah, you got to stay in, shake hands, man, and, you know, hug the kids, kiss the babies or whatever you need to do to stay on the scene and stay focused and really stay relevant. You know what I mean? Shout out to Toto Entertainment. Shout out to Zoe Rilla. Shout out to Dominus. Shout out to Tez. Young Tez, he on the way. Shout out to Dre G. Shout out to everybody that support the campaign, man. Even shout out to my old group, the Ice Style Clique. That was, you know, that's where I got my start at. You know what I mean? And we was, like, really, really heating up the grounds running, like, young, at a young age, you know, from high school on out, junior high and up.
Right. Well, I think that a lot of things that you said are very pertinent. Number one thing is being able to multitask and also never passing over an opportunity to network and put yourself out there for what you do. I think a lot of independent artists make the mistake of feeling this pressure, and deservedly so. There's a lot, because people in general, for some reason, people in general feel like independent artists should already be moving and making moves as if they already own already. You know what I'm saying? People like to clown independent artists if they say, oh, I got a job and I rap. You know what I'm saying? So people automatically say, oh, well, you ain't a rapper because you got to work too. And you got to every artist had to do something else and rap. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Jay-Z. I don't care if it's Jeezy. If it's Drake, every artist in the world that you love right now, that you pay however much it is to go to their concerts or for their CDs, dance off their songs, every single one of them was an indie first, and every single one of them had to do something else to maintain a livelihood and rap at the same time until their big break came. So hopefully, you know, people are listening can understand that when it comes to artists, independent artists like yourself, like if you meet this man and he got a pair of clippers in his hand, but he also got the CDs, you shouldn't take him any less serious. You should first listen to the music first and give it a fair shot, because everybody else had to do the same thing at one point. Point you brung up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, didn't nobody start? It's a select few that started out on top. You know what I'm saying? And those are the ones that was born with the silver spoon in their mouth, or the silver platter, or whatever you want to call it, whatever analogy you want to put in place, you know, of that. But
it is,
man, I mean, I mean, you know, but the most of us, the majority of us, we started from the bottom, man. I mean, we got it out the mud. Like it ain't no, where I'm from, it ain't no handouts, it ain't no direct lines. Yeah, we got a market, we got a whole lot of talented rappers and producers and models and actors and aspiring actors and book writers and all that. Like, I mean, like, from where I'm from, it's a lot of that go on, but we don't really have a big outlet to get it, you know, from the bottom to the masses, or from the smaller circuits to the smaller markets to the major ones. So, I mean, like, yeah, you definitely got to have a hustle or two, you know what I'm saying, to get in position to win.
What?
You know what I'm saying, when it comes to this industry.
How have you, of course, we're always interested in different ways people use the internet over here at K1's Radio, because this is an internet radio broadcast. Like, the technology right now is allowing us to do this interview live, 347-934. 866. You guys can actually call in if you want to support Studio. I see you got a lot of people listening to the interview. I see you got a lot of supporters that's rocking with you. So hit the phone lines up at 347-934-0966. That's where you can call us in right now if you want to holler at Studio and give them a shout-out live on the air. Go ahead and do that and make the call right now. But the technology has enabled the independent artists to do a lot more than a long time ago. And it's also had some drawbacks. It's caused a lot of oversaturation. It's caused people to get lazy. But right now, what would you say about your grind using the internet? How have you been able to channel the internet to actually help you? What has been something that you've done on the internet that has made your career or made your brand stand out a little bit more? Besides maybe just the average stuff like social media. Everybody has their little tricks and stuff. So I'm curious, have you done anything
right.
different that you haven't seen anybody else do?
I was going to say the cliche, you know what I'm saying, like the social media. I mean, it sounds cliche, but it's so, you know what I'm saying, it's so evident, like, that the social media plays the biggest part of it all, you know what I mean? Like you can really, like, anything that you're feeling, anything that you're thinking, anything that you promote, you can instantly go to the social media and put it out there for the folks, you know, that's listening or paying attention or watching, you know, just watching your campaign. But besides that, like, the internet, it makes it easy, you know, easy for you to, I ain't gonna say extremely easy, but it just makes it, you know, more convenient for you to be able to multitask. Like, say if you are working a 9-to-5, you know what I mean, but you got content that you need to put out right then and there. Like, you got something that you need to promote right then and there. Like, you can do that from your 9-to-5, you know, if you got a mobile phone that, you know, gives you internet access. And,
right.
I mean, that makes it more convenient. Like, yeah, it allows some of the artists to be stagnant or lazy because they only rely on the internet or social media. And I'm one of the ones that I want to benefit from the social media and the internet, but I also come from the old school. I'm a young cat from the old school. So, I mean, like, I want to be in the streets as well. You know what I'm saying? I want to, matter of fact, I use the internet to let everybody know that I'm in the streets. You feel me? Like, hey, come
right.
catch me at such and such boulevard over here passing out, you know, whatever. Like, I mean, I kind of like try to let them play hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? Because, I
right.
mean, you need it all. Like, you really need it all because you got some people that don't have internet access still to this day. Even though we live in 2016, there's a select few that don't even have internet access. So,
yeah. That's a drawback of internet radio. Not really a drawback, because that's the power that it gives us, because we've got loyal listeners in Russia, in Italy. I don't even speak these people's language, but they love hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And they listen to K100 radio all the time because they don't have FM stations. Like, you know, you'd be surprised. I think people take for granted, like, let me ask you this one question. How many FM urban radio stations is in the city in Arkansas where you're at right now, in CrossFit? How many people is there? How many of them is there?
And CrossFit, man, it was okay, to be honest, we got one radio station in CrossFit that
okay.
I know of, maybe two.
Right.
But they, you know, local radio stations, and they don't play no hip hop. It's country and promoting, like, yard sales.
Zero. Yes. So the answer is zero, that you have but people take it for granted that even in America, bro, it's places in America who have no FM radio urban station within.
Before you go further, we do have access, though. We have access to one station that I know for sure that picks up. It's called, you know, 100.1. But but that's broadcast out of Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? We so close
right.
to the Louisiana line that you feel me? Like, we pick up day station. So
okay.
yeah.
So I say that to say this, that, you know, that's probably one of the better things about internet radio and things like that, is because right now there's somebody who, although they don't have an FM station, they do got Verizon, they do got T-Mobile,
right.
they do unlimited
True.
Data. You know, they do got Comcast, so they can still hear this right here. You know what I'm saying? They can hear this right
yeah.
now. They're listening right
yeah.
now. I have no clue.
Yeah.
My stream server doesn't tell me right now at this moment. It'll tell me 7 days from now, but right now at this moment, I don't even know where all these people are listening from right now. They may be in Arkansas. They may be in Chicago. They may be in Italy. They may be in Atlanta. Who knows? But that's
yeah.
the good thing about it. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of
artists,
you have to understand that and take that in stride. And, of course, you know, we got some music on deck. Now, you said you're a producer, too, though, right? You said you do tracks, too.
Right. I make beats. I make beats in there. Yeah, go ahead.
What do you produce with?
Now, you, I'm solely a producer. I'm of the FL studio generation.
Okay.
But hey, you know,
hold on. Why you laugh like that? You laugh like it's kind of like, bruh. I think that right now in 2016, I honestly don't give a fuck what you produce with. I don't care what you use to get the sound. You know, because I used to be like that. I used to be a producer snob because I'm an OG.
Right.
I'm a producer, you know that. I'm an OG. I came from the MPC and the Triton days. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so And see, that's why I kind of laugh like that, because I know you got some of the OGs that, you know, kind of still got a stigma about it. But I done won over a few of them, even some of my older engineers in the studio. Like, I done brought them like, hey, bro, you need to fuck with this.
Studio, listen, bro. I was one of those guys for a long time, bro, until I realized how stupid it is to be that way. It's literally retarded to be one of those kind of producers because, listen, at the end of the day, once I became an engineer, once I started running, I ran a studio over in Decatur, you know, for years, about two years, and it was a $1 million studio. I was the lead engineer. It was one of the first gigs I got when I got out of school, right? And
wow.
I was the engineer, you know what I'm saying? And I came through, and I was running sessions with some of the biggest name producers you could think of, and them cats was walking in there with laptops. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nope. Wow.
That was when Reason was just popping off and Fruity Loops and all that stuff, and I was like,
Okay, that was a good minute ago.
but check it out though. Don't get me wrong. I did a session with the Justice League back then, and the Justice League came in with not only an NPC, they came in with a full live band. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
To do a track. Damn. And so that's why the Justice League is the Justice League. And don't get me wrong.
Yeah, legendary.
You know, a Justice League track don't sound like a Metro Boomin track. No, it doesn't. It just doesn't.
Nah.
And it doesn't ever sound that way because you got five producers to one. But the point is, I think as a producer, I've pawned and gave away all of my hardware. I no longer own an MPC. I no longer have a Triton. All I got is Reason. And I kill steel. Yeah. I still kill shit with it. And so I think that as a producer, I ask you that because for any producers listening, man, listen, it don't matter right now. These major TV shows and film and all these people, none of these people care what you made the beat on, bro. Is that shit mixed?
Right.
Is it hitting? Is it popping? That's all they care about because when they hear it, when they press play, no one's going to ask you the question if it's banging because at this point, everybody's using software. Everybody is.
Yeah.
All these big-time guys that you think is like in there surrounded by 30 keyboards, ha! They come in there with a laptop on your ass and boot up. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. I mean, you know what? Me retorting to what you just said as far as, like, they don't care. Like, the consumers, they don't care how the middle is prepared. They just, you know, they just want to show up with their trade and get what they like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, man, it make it extremely, you know, convenient whenever you got to work off of just a laptop, like, as opposed to taking around a whole orchestra with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, or a whole, you know what I'm saying, setup, like, that's more of a, you know, you become more of a target that way, too, because folks want to jump, you know, you got people breaking in places and da-da-da, you know what I mean? So if they take your laptop, you can easily, you know, for the ones that got it 9-to-5 or make some type of a hustle out of their, you know, out of their stuff, they can go on and get another laptop and replace all that software. But when you got the keyboards and you got the drums and you got the all that, not knocking on the people that do live instruments, because that's 100. But if you move it like I move from city to city, you know, town to town, like you just need convenience of just running it when you run it. You know what I'm saying? And that's me on my laptop with FL, man, and
nothing wrong with it. We're going to get ready to get into the music in a minute, so let's go ahead and get ready to do that. I think I got a call on the line. Let me check, though. I think you may have somebody call on the line. I want to show you some love. Area code 308-389. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
Man, you know who it is, man. It's your boy Kevo the Plug, man. Just calling in, showing some love, kicking back, laughing at y'all, talking about the orchestra and the whole studio and booting up. You know?
It is what it is, man. Shout out to Kevo the Plug, DJ Kevo the Plug. He done just got off the air and called back right back into the show after he just got off the damn air on the mix. And now he's calling
in. Hey, shout out to anybody
showing love, man. I'm always showing love, man. I just had to reach out to y'all just to let you know I was listening to stuff. And I agree with a lot of what y'all were just talking about with the fact of, you know, the studios and and being a mobile producer nowadays versus having to do all the extra. Don't get me wrong, there's a benefit on both sides, but at the same time, you know, it's 2016, you got to move with the times, you know what I mean? So there's nothing wrong with doing that, but at the same time, you got to move with the times. If it's quicker, faster, and makes the job a lot easier, like Blizzom said, most people don't even care where the sound came from as long as you got the sound. So, you know, that's what it is, right?
All right,
shout out
to K-Vo the plug, man. Y'all can catch him live over here at K1's Radio every Thursday at 3:00 p.m. from 3 to 4 p.m. Man, the My Music Plug Mix Show. Make sure you connect with him, man. Of course, if you're following us on Instagram or Twitter at K100_Radio, you can see the post and then connect with him. Especially if you're an independent artist in a studio, you need to get with him. You know what I'm saying? Get on some of those My Music Plug mixes and stuff like that. Guys, definitely connect. All right.
Definitely.
For sure. Appreciate you,
brother.
Because
lately,
that's all
I'm playing
right now.
Yep.
Not a problem, studio, man. I'm going to be tuned in. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man.
Hey, man, stay tuned. Listen to the music that we're going to play next. You know what I'm saying? It's going all the way up, man.
I'm still here, bro. As a matter of fact, all right. Make sure you get the music over to me, and I got you.
All right, for sure.
100.
That's what's up. All right, the plug, see, right then, the plug.
Right there.
And that's a whole other market. His market is up northeast, you know what I'm saying, Connecticut and all that stuff up, you know what I'm saying, close up there by New York. That's his market up there where he's at. Whole other market, you know what I'm saying, that you get exposed
to. I'm with that. I'm trying to step out into new markets, man, like every day, all day, man. I'm with that. I really appreciate that. And anybody that's tuned in, even if you don't got the courage to call in or have the, you know, the time or the means to call in, man, I still salute anybody that's paying attention to what we got going on right now. This is a crazy situation, and I'm just blessed to be here.
You know what it is, man. So let's go ahead and get into this first joint, the single that you got called The Nerve, right? That's the name of it?
Yeah, definitely. All right. Man, The
Nerve. So go ahead and tell us about this one. Tell us about this one, who did the track, what you got going on, what's your angle about the song, and then we're going to go ahead and run it. Go ahead and introduce it to us.
All right, look, this is The Nerve, man. I want to make a long story short. I just was, you know, feeling like the content was needed to put out there. Sometimes we feel like the nerve of these niggas, the nerve of the system, the nerve of whatever, man. It's a lot of snitching is at an all-time high, man. I got three brothers actually just came home from prison. So shout out to them, man. Shout out to my brother Dre G. Shout out to Mike King. Shout out to my little brother Vontae. And anybody that got somebody locked up, man, shout out to Dizzy Diller, too. I know he's somewhere listening, man. He just came home as well, man. And like I said, snitching at an all-time high, so I feel like the nerve of these niggas, man, like for real. So just check it out, man. I produced the beat, and let's get it.
All right. Debut right here at K100 Radio. We live right now, direct line interview with Studio. K100Radio.com. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Studio1. Is that right?
Yeah, that's on Instagram is at Studio One. On Twitter is just at Studio, Studio. I spell it different, you know, to stand out from the rest or anybody else. Confusing me with just the actual studio set up.
All right, Studio, at Studio, Studio. All right, make sure you hit him up. Just type that in, it'll pop right up. All right, The Nerve of you niggas. Well, we got some nerve right here. We finna play it on K100 Radio. Direct line interview. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Pause. This is K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
I be like, ooh, how about these niggas got some fucking nerve? That's my fucking word. Cash rules everything around me. Green talking custard. Yes, I'm a hustler. Tell it shit absurd. Post my trapping with the beef. Niggas getting for the cheaper. Bad bitch in Costa Rica. Now she working on the visa. She was working on my speaker. Painted perfect on the Lisa. I'm just working for my people. But still be working with the people. No. How about the nerve of these niggas? How about the nerve of these niggas? How about the nerve of these niggas? How about the nerve? Yeah, the skin is better than pizza. Bad bitch from Costa Rica. And now she working on the pizza. Alright. Nerve. Real nigga die, fake niggas multiply. Yeah. And a real nigga eyes, a fake nigga supposed to die. Don't fuck with the gossip, they know the truth. I got some shoppers that know the shoot.
treat the Mac like a taxi. What is it? Pull up and blow at you.
Catch you said I had to make a way.
Get it in on my own. Travel state to state. I'm a mud, no dirt. I feel like David Spade. Wonder why I got the beef in the crib. I feel like Snake and Jay. Can't find them in the mall, those dips. Young nigga, I just like to kick over the bed. Don't take it home, I just ain't no begging. Tied it up like old is red. Whole nigga, switch on, boy, you keep shit on niggas. I'm a bird, cause I'm fly, and I shit on niggas. Hope you get the picture when I put my fist on trigger. Cause when I put the don't sit up, pick a fist on
hit you.
Like, how about these niggas got some fucking nerves?
Feel like, fuck them niggas.
That's my fucking word.
My word.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, talking, custard. Yes, I'm a hustler. Telling shit absurd.
Ocean trapping with the beef.
Niggas getting for the
cheap.
Bad bitch in Costa Rica. Now she working on the visa. She was twerking on my speaker. Painted perfect Mona Lisa. I'm just working for my people. But you be working with the people.
No.
How about the nerve of these niggas? How about the nerve of these niggas? How about the nerve of these niggas? How about the nerve? Niggas getting out of the bad bitch from Costa Rica. And now she working on the
business.
Niggas stand before me and hate. Is it cause I'm all like double L after B and A? A soldier to the bone, you better check my DNA. A young OG like the letters before P and H. It's like I rock enough ice to make my skin ache. Enough ice on my arm to hold the skin ray. And when it comes to the money, I just see and take. I got no patience like an unemployed CNA. My shit game strong like Ken State with NJ. I'm far from being straight, I'm more close to the being great. You far from being straight, you more close to the being gay. We recognize million dollars of sin fake. And my bitch paid, no, never been fake. 5'10 with a show like a 10-8. Out across the border like Muto Caliente. And it goes to studio, excelente.
Ooh.
How about these niggas got some fucking nerve?
Feel like,
fuck them niggas. That's my fucking word.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Yes, I'm a hustler. Tell it shit.
And we're back. K100 Radio. What's going on? K100Radio.com. You know what I'm saying? That was a joint by studio. We got one more in the chamber for him, studio. What is the nerve of these niggas? That's some fucking nerve. And he did the beat. And he did the beat.
Yeah. Straight up.
We got four more minutes left, so we got to jump right into this next joint that we got. We always going to play two joints by the artist, man. We try to show love because we want you guys to hear the music. But remember, follow him on Twitter at studio, at S-T-U-D-I-E-O. At studio on Twitter and Studio One on IG. If you're feeling this music, tweet him out. Let him know you heard him on K1's Radio Direct Line interview. If you missed any parts of the interview, of course, you can go check it out on our SoundCloud page a little later. That's soundcloud.com/K1's Radio. If you're already on SoundCloud, just type in K1's Radio. You can follow us. We post all our Direct Line interview replays up over there. Now, we got one more joint by studio, and then we're going to get into the next one. But hold on. What's the name of this one, dog? No Time For It. Tell me about it.
Yeah, this one, No Time For It, man. We ain't got no time for it. Hey, I produced the beat with my boy CB Fly, man. That's my co-producer. One of my co-producers is on 80 Bass Mob, you know what I'm saying? And shout out L. Miller. He's another artist slash producer, man. I got to shout out my team, man. Like, we everywhere, man. So shout out L. Miller, the truth, and shout out CB Fly, man. CB Fly Beats, he co-produced this one, No Time With Me.
That's what's up, man. Make sure you give out any websites or any other information where people can find your music, how they can contact with you, like your website or social media or anything else before we go.
Yeah, find me on Instagram and on SoundCloud, at Studio, S-T-U-D-I-O, and slash, you can find me and my co-producer, 80 Bass Mob or CB Fly. Type it in. We the only ones that pop up. And make sure you find Facebook, Twitter, all that other stuff. Just type in Studio, S-T-U-D-I-O. Inbox me, DM me, whatever you need to do, and we can exchange from there. Just get at me, y'all. Oh yeah, my booking address, booking Sotho. That's SOTHOWEDENT at gmail.com. Booking SOTHOWEDENT at gmail.com. Booking Sotho ENT at gmail.com. Rock with.
Should you get with him, man? Make sure you holler at him, man. Studio Direct Line interview right here on K100 Radio. You know what it is. We're going to ride into the sunset on this one because we ain't got no time for it. And plus, we run out of time.
We ain't got no time.
It just goes quick. K-Wiz Radio. No time for it.
Nigga, I ain't even got time for it.
Nigga, I ain't even got time for
no time.
I ain't even got time for
still hanging around. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. But we're not done. Pump your brakes. We're still riding with the Direct Line interview series. Part two of this episode. We got another artist coming online. The homie Wiz Supreme is checking in with us. What's going on, big dog? Wiz, what up?
What's good, man? Chilling, man. I'm glad to be here. I'm lying with you.
That's what's going on, man. Go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the broadcast, dog. Tell them who you is, where you from, who you be with. Go ahead.
Well, you know, my name is Wiz Supreme. I'm from Sumter, South Carolina. The group I'm in is Thunder Game, which is Shy Superb, Munch Mike, C Smooth, Lil Pharrell, and me, Wiz Supreme. You know, we've been doing this for a little minute now.
That's what's up, man. So I know you guys have been, you know, working hard. Shout out to the homie Timo. Dick James, the homie, has been really grinding and working and putting you guys out there as a brand, as an artist, and the crew as a clique. You know what I'm saying? How long have you been doing it yourself personally, though? How long have you been in the game right now?
Well, I guess I've been rapping since, I guess, high school. You know, I've rapped about 10 years, a little more than 10 years, about 10 years since high school. But, ever since, you know, we got with Dick James about 6 months ago, man, everything is different. So, you know, we're on a different kind of ground. The hustle, once you get a manager and stuff, like, it's different. It becomes, like, more of a business than just chasing the dream.
That's what's up, man. And, you know, it's funny that you asked that. That was a perfect segue to a good question and a point of something that I've been, you know, discussing in the rounds when I talk to people about the music industry, how important that a manager is. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists, don't get me wrong, I'm a proponent of artists being hands-on with their career, especially 2016. You know what I'm saying? Because we got everybody's, you know, right in front and center. Even if you were a big-name artist, you're probably controlling your own social media accounts and everything. You know what I'm saying? People are more in tune with their own careers and more in control than ever. So I'm with that. But you said that it's been different with a manager. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's really important. I think I've seen people whose careers were made or broken by a manager. You know what I'm saying? You got bad managers and good ones. You know what I'm saying? So what was the number one thing that rocking with management has changed for you? What was the biggest thing? You said it was more business, but what was like something that you was doing by yourself, but management came in and took over, and it just made it so much easier. You wish you would have been thought of it a long time ago. Just give me an example.
I guess like even like with not the blogs, like the social media. Like, you know, I be on social media. I drop it on a couple hundred people pages myself a certain song, but when Big James drop it, it's different. You know, they go check Big James credentials out. So you know, so now it's like I'm being represented by somebody. Like, you know, like a sports agent. You know, or whatever.
Right.
You know, they need an agent to get certain things popping for them. So you know, with Big James is like, I know it's more business-like, but he made the social media pop even heavier for me. So now more people, you know, realizing who I am. And, you know, when he dropping on somebody's team, it's more likely for them to listen to it than me just drop just an artist trying to get the music out. Like, you know,
right.
They expect it a little more when you got a manager.
Yeah, and I think one thing people can take away from this, any artist listening or anybody listening, is relationships are everything in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Relationships really matter. And a lot of times artists are engulfed with being an artist, and some artists really don't have great social skills. You know what I'm saying? That's a gift. That's a trade. Have being able to socialize and hobnob, whatever you want to call it, with people. And everybody, just because you can spit the hottest 16, doesn't necessarily mean you're a people person. And I think a lot of artists miss that. You know what I'm saying? And then it's all about time. If a manager is on their grind, they have the time to worry about helping you look good and helping you get out there more than you do, because you got to worry about creating the music and being creative and maintaining the lifestyle in the meantime. So it's a lot of music that we got. We're going to play for you in a minute, and we're going to get into all that. But tell me about what it's like being from South Carolina. South Carolina has been one of the areas, to me personally, now this is just my opinion, and I'm going to ask you about it, Wiz. What do you think about South Carolina's hip-hop music scene? Because I personally now have met at least 10 super dope artists from South Carolina, and a lot of them they rep South Carolina hard. They rep South Carolina hard, but South Carolina is really not somewhere that people really just check for as far as hip-hop and looking for artists coming out of there. So you coming out of South Carolina, I know you rep it. How do you feel about the way the industry in general, or people in general, look at rappers coming out of South Carolina? What do you feel about that?
Yeah, like you said, ain't really, you know, Mo Beats, you know, a few other rappers coming from here, but ain't really no rappers to put no light on here. So when you say you from South Carolina, almost like you say I'm from Pluto or somewhere. Like, there ain't no rappers from South Carolina. And, you know,
right.
It like, but it's thank you. So, you know, it's like, it ain't real, you know, it's getting more music around here now, but at first it was, you know, you can't find anything, or open mic or anything. But now, you know, more people, I guess they're making so much money with music that, you know, a lot of people doing it now. So now I guess we might be the last state to actually get on the map. But once we get on the map, I guess we'll end up like Atlanta, like New York, or like every other state that did it. You know, so many artists that didn't, you know, that's so hungry and trying to make it that we'll have it for a long time, I believe, once we do get it on the map. So, you know, we just trying to help contribute to get South Carolina on the map. But it's a struggle here, man. We've been in New York, Chicago, Cali, Atlanta. You know, things would have pop off faster, but you know, being in South Carolina, it's like you gotta grind even more. So it makes you, you know, have to grind more. You know, I know later on I'm gonna appreciate that and everything, but you know, it's a struggle in South Carolina though.
Yeah, it is. I think that well, again, I always try to look at the positive side and the good side to every situation, and to me, it's always a positive that being from somewhere that's a little bit smaller or less known. It's a greater chance that if you do pop, you can rep that whole region in that area. Like, you don't have a lot of competition as far as who else is repping. Like, in Atlanta, you've got a whole bunch of major artists and a whole bunch of indie artists and people that's right there in the middle of that, that's about to blow, that's repping this one area, that's repping this one part. And then if you pop off and you repping South Carolina, it's like, who else is repping South Carolina? You know, you become the face of the whole area like J. Cole did for North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, real fast. You know what I'm saying? So it's possible that there could be a plus if when it pops off for you. You know?
Yeah. It definitely could be a plus, you know. People getting on board and, you know, realizing once they start hearing the music and, you know, you got somebody who can represent for you and you like their music, you get behind them. So, yeah.
How have you been able to collaborate, or do you collaborate with people outside of the region? Yeah, I know the internet has made it a lot easier to connect with people. And how do you work with people in your locale? Do you do a lot of songs with other artists from Sumter or either some other surrounding areas? You know what I'm saying? Do you kind of seek out other cats from South Carolina to work on and try to help grow the hip hop movement in the state, or do you try to focus more on working with cats outside of South Carolina to get your brand outside of South Carolina?
I guess a little bit of both, but, you know, since in South Carolina, especially in Sumter, you know, the music ain't real. Everybody trying to blow, so everybody just trying to do their own little thing. And like I was saying, we rap a little different. We more about lyrics and stuff. So, you know, I collab with anybody who's hot. I want to make a hot song in South Carolina, out of South Carolina. But it just, I guess, around South Carolina, just everybody ain't learned to, once you get in the group and everybody go and do it together, so it's a bigger prize. It's a win-win situation than you trying to make it on your own. When you got 20 people trying to make it together, then, you know, it's better. So, you know, but really, I try to work with anybody. If you hot, I want to do a song with you. Singing, you know, you sing rap, I want to do a song with you. I want to get together, create something, and push it. So, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I rep South Carolina hard. That's where I'm from. So, but if I get on a song with somebody from New York, I'm from South Carolina. I'm still repping South Carolina regardless of what.
Right.
Anybody who's nice. So, you know, I got a few collabs, but most of the collabs I got, I guess, from out of state. You know, a few people from South Carolina, but most people out of state.
Right. I don't know. There's been some brewing. This is from an internet radio standpoint. Now, understand that with internet radio, we're going to be more in tune with certain cities and regions than FM or whatever, because we have more flexibility. We play a lot more music and we deal with a lot more independent artists. Now, I say that to say this. I told you earlier, I've met quite a few people from South Carolina, and some of them are really nice. Like, some of them have bars, which was kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say shocking, because I'm never shocked, because I'm one of these people who feel like you're not, because you are from a certain region, that you don't have to necessarily make music like that. But I've met a couple of guys from South Carolina, and it's about half and half. Half and half where they sound like a quote-unquote typical artist that's coming out of the South that's rapping over trap beats or whatever. And then I've met some guys from South Carolina that's kind of like J. Cole-ish, kind of like really on some hip-hop shit. You know what I'm saying? That was a little bit more shocking to me. You know what I'm saying? What is the balance of the music in South Carolina in your locale? When you go out in your locale, what are cats playing? What's like when you go to the club? What is the music that people are gravitating to? Are they listening for backpack music? Are they listening for trap music? Because, you know, rap is, of course, not just one whole lump sum genre like people like to throw it in. It's broken down into a couple of different subgenres. So what's really popping over in your region? And then how do you take that with what's popping, and then try to be different, try to be original, try to be Wiz and give people something that no one else in the region is doing?
So I guess, what's really popping, we go to the club, you know, usually I guess when you hear on the radio around here, trap music, you know, mostly trap music, a lot of down south music. You don't really hear, like, not in the club, you're not going to hear no backpack music or anything like that. So, you know, there's just really playing trap, something that makes some chicks dance and all that. But so, to say this, so it makes it a little easier for us, because everybody really trying to chase what's out there, what's hearing on the radio, like Atlanta and stuff like that. So they're chasing that sound. So we're not chasing the sound. See, it's all about the beats with us. We're going to put lyrics on it. So once we put what we put to a beat, no matter what kind of beat, we stand out because how we rap and what we rap about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, but a lot of people around here, you'd be surprised around here. It's a lot of people spitting hard, you know, spitting a lot of lyrics real hard. You know, a few people just trying to make it, just trying to make a couple dollars. But people, I say, like 25 and up, they might spit a little differently. Because at first, you know, when Wu-Tang is big, you know, they got some family down here, so they used to come to Sumter a lot. So for some reason, that made a lot of people around here, like, up top music. You know, they rap like they were from New York or something, want to spit lyrics, you know, punchlines, metaphors and stuff. So, you know,
right.
beginning, you know, so, you know, that we still continue to do that, but we just, you know, give a different kind of music also with the metaphors and everything in it.
All right. Yeah, maybe that explains why I'm just saying, me personally, I've interviewed and met a couple of people that's from South Carolina that's just got bars like they from New York, and I'm just like, that just always stood out to me. Like, you'll never guess it, you'll never think it. Like, they'd be like, South Carolina, and then I play the music and I'm like, you know, not, I'm pleasantly surprised, because that's, I like that kind of music, you know what I'm saying? But still, mm-hmm. just, you know, more than, you know, I mean, the odds of me doing that, if I, honestly, I'm just being 100. If I go to Dothan, Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, or if I go to somewhere, New Orleans, or, you know, a lot of places around here, you won't get that. Now, Florida is different, because Florida is a melting pot, and you get a lot of flow spitters in Florida, and also North Carolina, you know what I'm saying, which is, all of this is considered the South, but for some reason, I've just ran across a lot of guys from South Carolina with bars, you know what I'm saying, you know, really got some real hard bars, and it's kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? But, again, I welcome it. And we got a couple of songs from you that we're going to get ready to play. I want to make sure we have time to intro them and talk to them and talk about them. We've got, let me see. I want to make sure I get the names right. Boomin' in the Back, and we've got There She Go. We've got those two songs ready and loaded. Now, tell me about Boomin' in the Back. What's going on with this joint? Who produced it? You know what I'm saying? Give me a little bit of rundown about that joint. We get ready to play that one.
Woman in the Back, produced by my homeboy in Atlanta, Marquise Wills. And that my first single, you know, we in the group. So, you know, I got other songs, the other beats, but that was, like, my first official single. So, you know, I don't, you know, the mix ain't nobody going to die, no drugs being sold, just punchline metaphors and similes. But, you know, that's what I grew up around, you know, from the South.
Right.
And, you know, from the hood, that's all I grew around. So, you know, I had to have a song to represent, you know, what I've seen to grow up. So Boomin' in the Back is like a song for all the hustlers and everything like that. Even though we rapping, you know, the way you see it, like a third point of view, but even though, you know, what we rap about, our subject matter and everything. So, you know, Boomin' in the Back is a song I feel you can ride to, the bump in the club. And if you're a hustler, no matter what you're hustling, I feel you should, you know, you should feel it. You should ride with it.
That's what's up. We're going to go ahead and run this joint. This is the first time it's ever aired on K100 Radio. We're not done, though. We still got some time left with Supreme, but I wanted to make sure we get time to let you marinate on this song. We'll chop it up a little bit more. And we got some more music also, man. You know what it is, man. Follow him on Twitter, Instagram, at Wiz Supreme, WizSupreme, at Wiz Supreme. Hit him up and rock with him, man. Connect with him if you're feeling the music. Reach out to him and say you heard it on K100 Radio. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at K100_Radio. .com, K100_radio, and then hit us up at K100radio.com, the website, so you can download the apps and everything and rock with us 24/7. We're Supreme. This joint is called Boomin' in the Back. Just check it out right here. Direct line interview on K100 Radio.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
They got it booming in the back. Just bought some pack. They trying to make it back. And they pray to God for that. They got it booming in the back. They just bought some packs. They trying to make it back. And they pray to God for that. They got it booming in the back. They zooming on the highway. It's a drought in they city. So they rushing back to where they stay. To move the waste. And they always say crime pays. Think hecked up for stuffing them folks like how they did them. They're slaves. Hey, underlay. This is for them hustlers who be hustling every day.
What?
Every day? Yeah, every day. You knock and say near name. A lame will tell everything. And don't know that's the quickest way for you and God to go get acquainted. A slit throat, don't talk much, ain't it? Just for those who take trips and get their car painted. Keep that A1 work on deck that's never tainted. What they do it for? Man, they do it cause they have to run. But this is for them D-boys and them drug traffickers that get the pack from South Cactuia in South Africa. Tryna make it back, back. I pray to God for that. They got it booming in the back, back. Just bought some packs. They tryna make it back, and they pray to God for that. They got it booming in the back.
just bought some packs. They trying to make it back, and they pray to God for that. They got it booming. Touchdown, but ain't no football. That mean they made it home, it's time to make some calls. If they ask you what you got, say you got it all. Keep the stash in the back of the U-Haul. Tell them to hurry up, fast is how it's gonna go. And you ain't breaking the got thing down, gotta sell it whole. So, I bought my nose, I bought my nose. This is for them trap stars, the ones that sell the most. They sell the most, yeah, they sell the most. And keep a blade for the throats of the ones that tell the most. In the trap all day, puffing on hella smoke. Some mad pros and connected with folks that Obama know. And they keep a action piece, your mama know.
What they do that for?
Man, they do it cause they have it, brother. This is for them D-boys and them drug traffickers. They get it back from South Texas to South Africa.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
And we're back right now, live direct line interview with the homie Wiz Supreme right now on K100 Radio. K100Radio.com. Again, make sure you hit the homie up if you feel like you was booming in the back at Wiz Supreme on IG and Twitter. Wiz, what's going on, homie?
Chillin', man.
That's what's up, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. If you're rocking with Wiz Supreme and you want to call in and give him a shout-out, go ahead and do that. Again, 347-934-0966. If you missed the first part of this interview, of course, you know you can always check it out on our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/K1Radio. If you're already on SC, go ahead and type in K1's Radio and follow the broadcast. And we appreciate you. All right. So I got a couple more questions for the homie, Wiz Supreme. What do you feel about the state of hip-hop right now, Wiz Supreme, in general, not beyond what you're doing locally and the grind? What do you feel about the state of hip-hop right now and where it's at as a genre of music? You know what I'm saying? Some people say it's falling off or whatever, but there are no indications that people are not listening to hip-hop, although they're not paying for hip-hop as much as they used to. They're definitely listening to it. But what do you think about the state of the genre right now? What do you feel about it?
I mean, you know, I guess, you know, a lot of people might say hip-hop is dead, but think about it. When they search Star Alignment, how much money they've been making, now it's a multi-billion dollar industry. So, I mean, I love the state of hip-hop. You know, it's just got different people get the, you know, they express themselves differently. So some people might say it's whack because they're not used to that. But if, you know, you into different music, then, you know, you can understand it. But I love the state of hip-hop, especially the way we rhyme and, you know, when we spit bars and stuff. I know, because, you know, everything is a cycle. First they start spitting, then 50 Cent came out, then they drink some rap, then they need some love stuff, you know, then they need some T-Pain or something like that. So, you know, it's like a cycle. So I feel the cycle that we in, you know, that what we rhyme and represent, you know, is coming back around. Everybody said they want to hear bars and this and that. So I love the way the state of hip-hop is in. You know, it just helped us to stand out a little more when, you know, everything do pop off.
All right, so you got a positive outlook about it. But what do you think about specifically this part of hip hop, the mixtape? What do you think was going on with the mixtape right now? I'm of the opinion that mixtapes are here to stay; they're never going anywhere. But they just don't pack a punch like they used to. What do you feel about mixtapes right now? Doing mixtapes, dropping mixtapes. I've never been a proponent of dropping a whole, basically an album and calling it a mixtape and all new original music and giving all of that content away for free. I think that has really been a problem with hip-hop. And I think, personally, while mixtapes helped a lot of artists get some shine, ultimately it brung down the value of the genre. But what do you think about mixtapes in general? Are you prepared to keep going and rocking with the mixtape circuits? If you're doing that now, are you going to drop an album? What do you think about that? Are you going to put it up for stream on Spotify with digital distribution? What do you think about all of that?
Well, with the mixtape, I feel you need a mixtape. Well, you know, some people don't because, you know, right now in the state of hip-hop, you can have one song and you can blow, become a millionaire. But with the mixtape, like, it's like in between, I feel, like in between albums. You know, every mixtape we drop, and, you know, it's all original beats. We call it the mixtape because we're not real well-known yet. So So, you know, we're going to just keep dropping mixtapes, keep dropping more music, because I don't know who's going to hear what or which type of music we do going to reach, you know, the masses. So we're just going to keep dropping music, and that's what we love doing. So we're going to keep dropping music until it's time for us to get a, you know, we got a distribution deal with Sony. I'm Dick James. I got me a distribution deal with Sony, so, you know. So that's just the first step. So, you know, some other distribution deal will come through or something else will pop out. So, you know, we're just going to keep doing music because think about it. When Boosie did a lot of mixtapes, a lot of songs he did on his mixtapes became songs he did later on the album. He changed the beat up and, you know, he did albums with the same songs. So I could do a lot of songs or put out mixtapes that they ain't really got out yet. Still able to use their music again. It's never old until people hear it. But, yeah, we're going to still rock with the mixtape.
All right, that's what's up. Some people, I think the genre itself is for better. Of course, obviously, I think it's good that it is also now starting to open back up, like you said, to the more lyrical music. You know what I'm saying? As far as what people are buying, when people say no one's buying hip hop, I'm like, no one's buying a certain kind of hip hop, a certain subgenre of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And that certain subgenre is still relevant because you can still pack out a club with that genre. You just can't sell units of that genre. You know what I'm saying? Of that subgenre of hip-hop, which is trap music. People just don't buy it. They just listen to it and they party to it, but they don't buy it. Whereas you can't tell me hip-hop don't sell when look at the numbers Kendrick and J. Cole just did. You know what I'm saying? In this past fiscal year. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard for you to tell me that no one is buying hip-hop. I don't really buy that whole notion. I think it's just a certain subgenre of hip hop that people are willing to pay for at this point, and a certain subgenre that they're not, and they're willing to listen to and share and entertain and party to. But as far as spending the money, you're gonna have to get that at the club, in the concert, at the show. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So yeah, that's just how that's gotta work. So we got one more song that we're gonna play by you, and the name of this one is called There She Go. Tell me about this one.
You know, There She Go, where we try to be versatile on everything we drop. So, you know, we need script club song, we need something for the club. So There She Goes is a script club song. So, you know, I mean, it speaks for itself. Me and my cousin Freshie, Young Fresh on it. So, you know, we got the beat produced by Six Man Beats. He had the Quantum Beats, you know, right here in Columbia, South Carolina. You know, he real nice with the beats. But yeah, you know, script club song, something different, you know. But you know, we still gotta be able to, I wanna go platinum. I mean, a lot of people just wanna come out. Just if you get a name, I'm trying to go platinum, so you need the right type of music. So it's not like, you know, so I'm doing all types of music. For the
right,
music.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. You know what? Now that I think about it, I've been to South Carolina, three times? I went to the South Carolina Music Awards, and then two other times I went to Florence and one other place. You know, I've never been to a strip club in South Carolina. Do they get butt naked in South Carolina strip club, or is that against the law there?
No, they get naked. Yeah, they get butt naked. They get naked. They get naked. And, you know, the ones I've been in, I know you don't supposed to touch strippers, but it's been like them ballers get to touch them. So, you know, you spend enough money, you get to touch the strippers too.
I think those of us in Atlanta is a little bit spoiled because you ain't got to be rich and you can touch the strippers here depending on which one you at. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my people over at Club Blaze over there in Moreland. Yeah, I love them strippers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love them strippers. Make sure you hit that one if you've never been when you come here. They friendly. Real friendly.
We're supposed to be there tomorrow. Come to London tomorrow.
All right. Here you go. The name of this joint is called, is there a feature on here, Young Freshie? Is that a feature?
Yeah, Young Freshie. Yeah.
Okay.
Young Freshie from Justin.
We're Supreme featuring Young Freshie. Name of this joint is called There She Go. We live right now. Direct line interview with the homie, We're Supreme. Shout out to homie Dick James for hooking everything up. His management over there. Good people. He on the grind. We're Supreme. We'll tag the shit out of you on Facebook, nigga. I wake up every day with 10, 15 tags from fucking We're Supreme. Every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? He's a fucking tagaholic on Facebook. But that's the grind. You know what I'm saying? All right. Name this joint. There she go. We're Supreme. Direct line. K100 Radio. Don't go nowhere. We almost done.
Talk about my Selena, Venus and Serena, all cold. like Keisha. Keisha. Had about three Keishas. Keisha. One looks like a teacher. And the dome that she gave, surely ain't need no teacher. She ain't use hands either. Makes me think about Felicia. Felicia. When my baby mama of the barrel lets me beat her. Be like, why the hell do I need her? Need her. When I got, why I need her? Need her. The way she ride that phone. Only thing you can think about is freaking married men. She think about cheating. Cheating. Preachers and deacons. All ending up leaving. Just had one of them evenings. Just for one reason. The way she ride that pole, oh, oh, so, oh, oh, makes you wanna yeah. grab a hold. Yeah. Lose control. Yeah. Oh.
Direct line interview with the homie Wiz Supreme. Wiz, real quick, make sure you give them out your website, contact information, and all that kind of stuff, man, real quick for the people before we go.
Okay, on Facebook, I'm Preem Wiz, P-R-E-M-E, space W-I-Z. I'm on Twitter, I'm at Wiz Supreme, W-I-Z Supreme, S-U-P-R-E-M-E. On the SoundCloud, you go on SoundCloud, put in the Thunder Game. You know, we got all the music, old mixtapes and stuff like that. You can get the music on iTunes. You know, go to Wiz Supreme. You can find the music on iTunes. Or hit up Timo James, you know, on Facebook. You know, that's our manager. On Facebook and Twitter, Timo James, you know, you can't get in touch with me for some reason. You can always get in touch with him. You can get in touch with me, man. But I appreciate for being on the show, man. Shout out all the homies of Thunder Game, man. And, you know, shout out the manager, Timo James, a.k.a. Dick James.
All right, man. Shout out to Wiz Supreme. Make sure you rock with him, man. If you was digging those songs, really like that last one, I think we're going to rock with that one too, though. You know what I'm saying? I think we'll throw that one in rotation real quick. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice little strip club joint. You know what I'm saying? I think I fucks with it. You know what I'm saying?
Some
shots on that. You know what I'm saying? Again, make sure you rock with him, man. And again, if you missed any part of this interview, you can check it out on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/K1's Radio. If you need the links, you can always just go to K1'sRadio.com and catch all these direct line interviews over there, man, on our SoundCloud page. So make sure you do that. You dig? All right, shout out to Wiz Supreme. We're getting ready to wrap this thing up, man. DJ Will Money is on deck. You know what it is. It's time for Street Anthems Live right here on K100 Radio. So if you've been tuning in, we're about 4 minutes late, but we're getting ready to bring DJ Will Money on live for the Street Anthems Live mix show. Shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us today for these direct line interviews. Shout out again to Wiz Supreme. Shout out to Studio. It's been great. It's been dope. Catch you guys on the rebound. Make sure you tune in also for at 7 o'clock p.m. DJ IM. DJ IM. He comes on at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight, and he always goes in. It's our Thursday lineup round off. All right? Make sure you rock with us, man. K1'sRadio.com. Subscribe to our email list. If you're going to be at South by Southwest, highlight us and follow us on social media at K100_radio. Deuces!
This your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new
music first. Hey, it's KK, and right now you are tuned into Street Anthems Live right here on K100 Radio.
Call DJ, call DJ, call DJ, call DJ.
It's DJ Caledonia.